Changing perspectives. Good day. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about time, the importance of time, and what it brings to our lives. You see, time is something that waits for no one. When time is wasted, we lose out so much in life. And that is why we need to be cognizant of how we spend our time. The difficulty with this is that sometimes we have the understanding that we may think we are using our time effectively and efficiently. The problem is when we are our only evaluator, then we will not see the gaps and the blind spots within our lives. There's so many moments in life that is actually unnecessary. Moments where we could spend doing something differently. And that is why it is important for us, ladies and gentlemen, to live with a consciousness of how we live and what we are doing. Let me give you some examples. If you spend your entire day just watching movies, that is not effective. If you know that it's just a day off that you're going to be using and you just want to relax, then maybe it has purpose. But when we begin to take time and we don't use it to its full capacity, where we have wasted moments within our lives, then we lose out on crucial moments that should be significant. When you are in a moment or in a season where you are not functioning to move forward or not functioning to prosper, it is seen as wasted time. Now, I do understand that people say that there are moments that they get stuck in life. I also do understand that, let me put it this way, writers at times would say they have writer's block. They don't know what to write. They don't know how to write. But once they get into the rhythm of writing, once they get into a place that is a good rhythm, then things begin to go smoothly and faster. Now, how do you get into that place or that rhythm? By consistently getting up, consistently doing what you're supposed to do, and then eventually a habit becomes a lifestyle. You see, what we don't understand as human beings is we're living in the now, thinking that the now will always be the same. And yes, it may be the same, but it brings along with it different faces and then different experiences. We don't stay young. We don't remain in the realm of fixed seasons. Everything changes. And that is why it is so important, beloved, that we take care of the time that is given to us. The Bible speaks about how one day is like 1,000 years to God, and 1,000 years is like one day. And we don't understand the concept of what this means. Is that yes, God lives in the realm of time, and time does not affect that realm, but for the realm that we live in, we need to be effective with what is given to us. Now, there's a scripture in the Bible that speaks about the ten, or speaks about the evil servant versus the good stewards, where the master comes and he gives them talents, every one according to their own faith. To the one he gives five, to the one he gives two, to the one he gives one. The one who has five doubles it, the one who has two doubles it, the one who has one hides it. He comes back, he says to the two who doubled him, well done, my good and faithful servant. But to the one who does not and hides the talent, he says, you wicked servant, because he has wasted what has been given to him. He has actually wasted the time that has been given to him. We cannot live our lives as if we are going to live on this earth forever. We cannot live in such a way where we think that we will always remain the same in everything we do, because we change. And if we really have to be realistic about everything within our lives, we have a certain amount of time that is given to us to do what we need to do for God. Now, you may be sitting there and saying, I have wasted time. I don't know what I'm going to do to make up for that time. Fortunately for us, God is the restorer of time. God is the God of restoration, and He's the God of recompense. So the things that we lose, we get back. And that is why it's so important that once we realize that we have missed something, that we should come earnestly and try to redeem it. It is time to redeem the time in your life. It is time to look back and reflect on the things that you have missed out, precious moments, assignments that have been given to you, things that you have not completed and fulfilled. It is time to get back onto the wagon and start building again. Yes, you may have lost out on time. Yes, you may have wasted time. But now is the season of the Redeemer, where time is being restored so that we can fulfill our destiny. So if it is that you never started that business, now is the time. If it is that you neglected your relationships, now is the time. If it is that you just stopped developing yourself, now is the time. Ladies and gentlemen, it is never too late to start over. It is never too late to start running again. And it is never too late to finish the race. All that is required from you is the willingness to become the thing that has slipped through your hands. Think again, become again, and live again, because time is being restored. Start looking at how you can redeem your time. Start looking at what you need to do to become what God has called you to be. You know, I want to share this story. I had a conversation with a couple of gentlemen a couple of years ago. And I looked at them because I was called to speak to them and to encourage them. And I looked at them, and the one thing that I realized is that they thought they would always have time. The things that they did 20 years ago were the things that they were doing currently. And when I started speaking to them, I realized that something, a light went on, and they realized something. But I'm going around and around and around in circles, like the Israelites were dwelling in the desert for 40 years going around in circles. And I looked at them and there was such compassion and such soreness in my heart for them, because I realized that these people missed out on crucial moments within their lives. Think again and start living again. Do not live a life full of regret because you have wasted time. Do not wait for someone to come and encourage you to start again. There's something on the inside of you that is inspiring you and pushing you to start again. And I really trust this message will inspire you to become who you have been called to be. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now for your spirit. I thank you for your wisdom. And I thank you, O God, that you are showing us areas of our lives that we need to pick up again, so that we can fight again and become again. I decree and declare over each and every person listening to the sound of my voice, your time has been redeemed. As you become willing to put in the effort and to start lifting up the weight again, your time will be redeemed. I speak it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back next week again. For now, God bless and take care.
When I see the sun rising, then I know that you're around. In my darkest moments, then I need you to come down. It was the blood that washed my sins. Your love's not far from me.
It's right with me, with me.